The Ghana Police Service and the Electoral Commission are currently meeting in Accra to discuss the role the service will play in the upcoming elections. Our correspondent Linda Goji is at the meeting and tells us that the police are poised to provide security at the polling stations.
The program actually is to sensitize the police as to how they'll go about in ensuring free and fair and peaceful election during the 2012 elections. And he's saying that they are embarking on this exercise to abreast the police service or the personnel in the police service to be well abreast with the offences that that goes on biometric registration process, to be able to effect arrest anybody who goes contrary to the process. The IGP is also saying that since the advent of the First Republic, the police has not relented in ensuring free and fair elections. But this time around, they are not going to say that since they've done it before, it is going to be easy this time around. So they are not going to be complacent, making sure that everything goes on well. And he even said police service, with the support of other security agencies, are putting down strategies to ensure that this election is peaceful.
The biometric registration is going to figure prominently in this year's elections. Could you give us more details about what the EC said about the registration?
Okay, he's saying that the only challenge that they are facing now is he's saying currently the country has 23,000 polling stations, but the commission has 7,000 biometric registration kits that is going to cater for the registration process, and this is going to be a major challenge. Looking at the class difference, it's going to be a major challenge.
But did they give any assurance that they will do everything possible to get all what is needed for the successful implementation of the registration process?
He's saying currently they have 7,000, so they are going to ensure that each polling station is divided into four. Each polling station is divided into four, so one biometric kit will cater for four electoral areas,
right,
in all the regions. So they are going to make use of the 7,000 biometric kits that they have, and they will make sure everything goes on.
Linda Goji reporting. Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission is to meet authorities of the Ghana Prison Service on Thursday on modalities for the biometric registration. Ahead of the meeting, the Public Relations Officer of the Prison Service, ASP Karija Chem, has been telling Radio Ghana that the service is prepared for the registration and will cooperate with the EC for a smooth exercise. He spoke with Bubu Klinogo.
The prison authorities and the officials of the Electoral Commission have been having series of engagements as far as the voting rights of the prisoners is concerned. And I must say that coming Thursday, the Electoral Commission has even scheduled a meeting with us, the personnel of the Ghana Prison Service, here at the prison headquarters, where they will be engaging us, especially on the biometric registration exercise, where we will be giving more insight into the exercise and also how we can assist the commission in registering the inmates. So the service is ever ready to offer any kind of assistance that will help the Electoral Commission in ensuring that the prisoners are registered and are able to vote come December 2012.
After the prisoners have been registered, the political parties must be given the opportunity to send or tell their messages to them. How is that going to be done?
I'm sure that after the engagements with the Electoral Commission, when the positions are clear, it is the intention of the prison authorities also to have engagements with political parties as to how best to go about getting their messages across to the inmates. What is evident, however, is the fact that the administration has taken the position that mounting political platforms in the prisons will not be allowed. Apart from this, whichever means that the political parties and agents or candidates would want to use to get their messages across to the prisoners will be discussed by the prison authorities.
Do you have any modalities in place as to how the parties can get their messages across?
Yes, from our side, right from the word go, the prisons have access to media. They have their own radio sets. We have a number of TV sets also in there, so they are able to listen to news, and we are sure that most of these campaign messages are carried in news, and so once they listen to news, they will be able to get these messages as well. But apart from that, which other means that the party agents and political parties and candidates would want to adopt to be able to get their messages across the inmates, we are ever ready to welcome them.
But what about the prisoners? Won't they be given the opportunity to interact with the candidates as to get their points across to them?
That is one thing thing we would want very much to avoid. By allowing the prisoners to engage the politicians on one-on-one basis is something we would want to avoid.
Why so?
It may have some repercussions for us as far as security is concerned. And so we would prefer that the politicians and political parties are able to adopt other measures apart from the one-on-one engagement with the prisoners to carry their messages across.
Then one is the issue of parliamentary voting. You know, the prisoners come from different locations and they are all gathered there. What have you been discussing so far with the EC as to who to vote for in the parliamentary elections?
That aspect of the issue has not yet been concluded by the Electoral Commission and the prisoners' administration. The discussions are still ongoing. As and when that issue is decisively concluded, we'll let you know.
ASP Karija Chem also announced that the authorities of the prison service have also begun relocating hardcore convicts from the various prisons to the Ankafo maximum security prisons.
The initial number was 219. After that, some subsequent transfers have been made. The idea is to do subsequent transfers until we get the 2,000 in place. But as we speak now, we have not hit the 2,000 mark. So we'll keep on doing the transfers until we hit that number.
So the prisoners that you've moved, which prisons were they taken from?
They were from the Isao Medium Security Prison, from the Kumasi Central, and also from the Ankafu Main Prison. Some were also from Sekendi Central Prison.
So does that mean that in those prisons, there are no more prisoners there?
Of course, there are prisoners there. This is a maximum security prison, and so it's for only self-specified category of prisoners. So for now, we are looking at those prisoners with high risk and those with high sentence. Those are the ones we are transferring to the Ankafu maximum security prison.
That was the PRO of the prison service, ASP Karija Chem, talking to Bubu Klinogu. Still with their security services, the outgoing Ashanti Regional Police Commander, DCOP Patrick Timbila, says he sees his transfer from Ashanti to Greater Accra as a challenge. This is because Greater Accra is a cosmopolitan area with a high rate of crime. Speaking to Radio Ghana, DCOP Timbila said he is sure that with support from the personnel and other stakeholders, the police would make the desired impact. Mr. Timbila spoke with George Ankra.
In fact, I see it as lovely because in a way it's an elevation, because when you look at the arrangements in the police service, Accra is the number one region and Kumasi is number two. So I'm moving from number two to number one position. I should be grateful and accept it as a bigger challenge open up to me to actually exhibit my talent.
Do you see challenges ahead of you in terms of crime control and security management?
I would say definitely, because when you look at the sophistication at which crime is being committed and the high level of crime commission and other things, when you look at it from that angle, it means Accra is higher or is on a higher pedestal than Kumasi. So if I'm moving from Kumasi to Accra, then it means that I'm going to face a lot of challenges. In fact, Kumasi is a little unique, or Ashanti region is a little unique. It has got its own peculiarities and specifications, but Accra as a whole is the major crime-prone area in the country. And coming there, I know I'll be exposed to a lot of challenges. And I believe with the support of the press, the general public, and all other stakeholders, I feel I will make it.
Do you have any regrets managing security in the Ashanti region?
No regrets. The press was super. The regional administration, the traditional authority, almost all the stakeholders, because we reach out to them and solicited for their support. And I think one way or the other, I would say I appreciate it. And they've done really very well to help us achieve the successes that we achieved. So I say thank you to the media in Kumasi, all the police personnel, the rank and file, the traditional authority and the regional administration and the Metropolitan Assembly. They've all been of help, and we have been working in good cooperation and coordination to make Ashanti region peaceful and secure. And I think with the same support and cooperation, I'm going to make it a Greater Accra.
DCOP Patrick Timbila is the incoming Greater Accra Regional Police Commander.